touch me and to just leave me. I can't get no satisfaction.
Oh, man. I have that on camera, so. Oh, man. Woo, woo, wow. Hey, everybody. It is your well-rested.
Giggly.
Yo, I'm Peggy Olson, baby. I'm Peggy fucking Olson. And joined by my co-host.
That is not what I heard. I definitely heard I pegged Ulta. And I was like, what happened on Saturday? I am ready for this story. This is your normally confused, I guess I'd be Marge. Marge Simpson. Okay.
Ooh. and this is Black Girl Charmed. I am, wow.
Losing
Some
it.
Some say I should be sad. Some say I should be distraught. But I just got my nails done. So I'm feeling
good. That's what happens when you use a road opener. I have never used one. I'm so afraid of the consequences that I will never use a road opener. Spirit gonna be like, you know, oh, you want this road opened? Okay. Because clearly you're not making a move that we needed you to. Mm-mm.
Wow. And like, what a road. What a road.
But that means good things are coming, baby.
No, I know, I know, I know, I know. I literally hung out with my homegirl Emily, who's also in a similar situation. Didn't do the same thing, but in the same situation. And we're just like, yo, wow. This is like, I should be crying, but I'm not. Yeah, I was just like, oh shit, that's crazy. But like, oh no, that's an ableist term. That's wild. But you know, I've just been here listening to Gossip Kings, Sisters Who Kill, Closet Confessions. You know, TV.
I'm out here fighting for my life. That's what I'm out here doing. And you out here listening to Gossip Kings, and I'm literally fighting for my life on this Monday.
First of all, I love Gossip Kings.
I'm glad that you love Gossip Kings, but what I'm saying is that you having the time of your life, and I really want to just go on this. I can't say that. I'm just fighting for my life right now. I'll just leave it at that.
You know what? So, like, just to let y'all know where I was mentally, I watched the episode of that doctor show where she was like, I was swimming for a minute, and then I stopped. Do the information what you will.
Oh, my.
You know, it be like that. That was Friday.
It be like that.
Just like, I'm Peggy Olson. And if you watch Mad Men, you know what that means.
I'm not Marge. I'm Homer. I am Homer.
How are
with
you,
the child
Homer?
That be beating him up? Because you see how Homer be at his workplace, and then he go home, and then Bart be trying to like kill him. That's my little one. My little one tried to stab me with a hair pick. He did stab me with a hair pick on Sunday, and thought it was the most funniest thing ever. He's a homegrown terrorist.
He is your homegrown terrorist.
I know. He's a bully. I'm being bullied by a 15-month-old. I don't know if this is how I saw my life, guys, at this age.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, it's so wild.
Like, well, besides not swimming and starting to swim again, I'm glad you decided to swim again. What else have you been up to?
It was my birthday.
Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to say it or not. Kind of, you didn't post it on the Instagram, but then you posted it this morning. So I didn't want to be like, happy birthday. And then, I don't know, because you guard your privacy. So,
you know.
But it was your birthday. You old as shit.
Wow. But you're older than me. So there's that.
That is true, which means I've already reached the old as shit stage.
You know, when you live in a simulation, what is age?
You know what? That's true.
Because right now, what is life, man?
What is love
Who is
if you don't
they?
hurt
Who are
me?
we?
Yo, oh, let's just be all up and down my TikTok timeline. Where'd you go?
We're here.
There you are. Oh, let's be all up and down my TikTok timeline. We can
They
talk about shows again, guys, because the strike is over.
You right. You absolutely right. And if I'm being honest, I've been watching Chicago Fire, and partially because Jose was and will always be a first responder. So it is so much fun watching him get worked up, being like,
There's a TikTok account from a first responder that follows Chicago Fire, and it is so funny how worked up this person gets. I don't follow them, but they do come on across my page quite often about how worked up they get on the stuff that happens
because
in Chicago Fire.
there was a scene where where one of the paramedics got she had like hooked up with a doctor at the hospital, which you should never do unless you're, you know what, I'm gonna keep that to myself.
I was about to say that's
And
bringing back
I
flashbacks.
know.
Oh my gosh.
She hooked up with a doctor, and like the doctor was like, "Oh, you want to be with me? I was just some piece of meat to you." Ugh. So he like files a complaint against her, and it's a private hospital, not even like the public hospital. And then they're like, "I want your reports. I want you to bring me your call logs." And Joe got so worked up, like, "Who the fuck are you to ask for my call logs? Like, you're not on the show. This isn't real.
Oh my
This
God.
isn't real."
But I mean, we also knew that Joe had anger issues as a first responder too. Can't forget that.
Also,
It's funny because I haven't really been watching any like shows. I did start recording. What's the show with Jesse L. Martin?
The Irrational.
I wanted to say the isolationist in my head, but I was like, that doesn't make any sense, sis. And then, of course, our boo Zach is starring, Coley with another black girl. So, of course, I have to support. That comes out this week. I think tomorrow, actually. But I've been watching, my eldest
Yo,
has
speaking of
consistently
that
recommended.
show,
What?
can we say Homegirl has aged phenomenally? Because speaking of TikTok, there's definitely like a TikTok group that, I mean, TikTok page that shows like actors age throughout the years. And like Homegirl was like in her 50s. And I was like, God damn, you was busting it open on Shameless in your 40s? Brava. Brava.
I mean, Zach got a little, I mean, he not black, but he got a little melanin in him too. His mom is a Pacific North Islander or something like
Somebody
that.
will correct us, you know.
Somebody will correct us. But yeah, he got some, he's a person of color. He like that swirl. He like that. Justice for Zach and Lisa.
Are you proud of yourself? Did that make you
It
happy?
will always make me happy.
Oh, you say
What?
that,
What?
and it just reminds me that we could have had Peyton and Skills on One Tree Hill. We could have had, instead of having Bevin and, I mean, we could have had Bevin and Skills as well as Peyton and Skills. But like, he who shall not be named is a demon.
Yeah, I have never watched One Tree Hill. Yeah, other than that, I've been watching One Piece. Not One Piece, the live action. I want to get through the first season of One Piece first, but I'm watching. It's what my eldest has recommended, so he's quite excited that we've sat down and watched it because he's like almost through all 15 seasons, which makes me think I need to give him more chores.
You definitely should. You definitely should.
I definitely should. Oh, and other than that,
These
so
kids
my
not reading.
he need does more chores. Read. He does read, but he needs more chores.
No, I know.
I've been reading, speaking of what I've been reading, I finished Verity by Colleen Hoover. And I know a lot of people aren't Colleen Hoover fans, but my nail tech recommended it to me. And so she does my nails so well. I was like, okay, I'll pick up the book. And she was like, I didn't have to get the book with the extra chapter. So I went to like two different bookstores to find this book. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like the last 100, 125 pages is a roller coaster to this point where I'm like, I don't know how to oh my God. It was good. It was, and there's no way for me to like truly explain to you the plot line. And nobody ever explains the plot line. They just tell you to go pick up Verity. And I see why nobody explains what the plot line is, because you have to go into it kind of blind.
Yeah.
And it's wild. Like, I finished it in 2 days. It is wild. And when I thought like it couldn't get any wilder, it got worse. And it was just crazy. It was crazy. So it was a good book. It was a good book. But I need now something to like not be as crazy. So I think I'm going to read The X-Hex.
You know, I think I told myself I'm going to start taking myself out to lunch. So I, you know, don't stay in the house. And I think I will be adding, you know, and some more audiobooks to my walk. I want to do more
walks. You have. Do you have a library card?
I can get one.
Libby has free audiobooks. You know, I'm all about the free.
We love that.
Right. So get your library card. And I actually pay for the Charlotte Mecklenburg library card because they have a lot, but I have a couple of library cards across the United States. And you also have my old Kindle, and you don't even have to like get Kindle Unlimited. You could just hook up your library card to your Kindle and get free books that way.
We love that.
Ooh. See, I'm all about the free. But you know, back 150 years ago, they didn't have Libby. They ain't had no Kindles. They read by candlelight.
I'm so done with you.
I was trying to like segue into the reason why we're all. Oh, did you know that this week is the 25th anniversary of Charmed?
I feel like this has been in my head, but like because of the writer's strike and all the strikes, they've been pulling stuff out of the archives, and it's been like everybody's anniversary in the past 4 days.
I know, it feels like that.
But yay! Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I know.
I follow this charm page on my X or Twitter, whatever the fucking people are calling it. And I love that they like every day they're just like, oh, who said this? And it gives you like all four sisters or like the men. And it's like,
oh. Yeah, that's actually where I found out that it was the 25th anniversary of Charmed.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, look at that. We're like, I was like, oh, we just did this episode. I know exactly who the hell this is. Ugh, I don't want the flashback, please.
So it'll be October 7th. It'll be 25 years of Charmed.
You know what? Hallelujah. And like, there was this girl, I came across her TikTok today. Hey girl, hey. Where she's just like, oh, it just warms my heart to see all these Black people in the charm community, because when I was growing up, they didn't really know who each other were. And then like, we were weird kids and all that. And I was like, yeah. Boop, boop, boop. I love you. I love you. All that shit. Anyway, we are up to season 3, episode 4, All Hallowell's Eve, original air date, October 26, 2000. The writer is Cheryl J. Anderson. Director is Anson Williams. Full credits in season 2, episode 12, Awakened. Our guest stars this week are
Judy Gleason as Ruth Cobb, 130 credits, last one in 2022. Claire Carey as Eva, 84 credits, last one in 2019. David Chisholm as Micah and Mitch, 66 credits, last one in 2018. Sadie Stratton as Charlotte Warren, 37 credits, last one in 2023. Danielle Weeks as Sally, 39 credits, last one in 2019. Our special musical guest is Snake River Conspiracy, and they also did the music after the intro. That song was Somebody Hates You, I guess. The DVD synopsis is the Halliwell sisters travel back to the 1600s to protect the coven in danger of extinction and save their own future. The IMDb synopsis is the sisters are sent back in time on Halloween to save a baby being born into the clutches of evil. Meanwhile, Leo and Daryl are left to keep the Grimlocks at bay until the sisters return. Let's see. Is there any trivia I can give you before the episode starts? Yeah. This is a nothing one. The location where the sisters appear after exiting the time portal is the exact location used in Apocalypse Not, where the horsemen appear. So that's apparently holy ground. Mm-hmm. Any initial thoughts? Anything before we jump into this episode?
I mean, this episode is one of my favorite ones of the whole series. I always love it when it comes on TV. It's very Halloween-y. And I think when they go back, there's that special part that always catches my heart. But yeah, I really, really liked it. I think watching it too, I never realized how much Daryl was a ride or die so early on in the season.
Yeah.
So kudos to, Leo. It's Leo. I guess he held down the 14th episode.
I have questions.
Okay.
And we will get to them when we get to that. I'm trying to keep you on track.
All right. You ready?
Keeping you on track by keeping me on track.
Wait. We don't have any. Oh, you did it already. Okay. It is All Hallows Eve, guys. And the Charm Ones and Leo and Daryl are all getting ready to attend a Halloween party at P3, obviously, because where else are we going to have a Halloween party? We don't have it at the house no more. We have elevated. So Piper is Glinda from The Wizard of Oz. Prue is a fairy. Mm-hmm. Phoebe is Elvira because she is protesting the common look of the witches. So, like, you know, the hook nose, all that stuff, which... trivia for you. All of that stuff is anti-Semitic. I don't know if you knew that.
Wow.
Almost similar to the book that shall not be named and how they portray the trolls in the bank. How that's kind of anti-Semitic too. Yes. So the witch hat.
Oh, the nose. Yeah.
So, but the witch hat was... something similar to what the Jews used to wear back in those times. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the nose and stuff like that. And so a lot of times when witches were being persecuted, it was actually Jews that were being persecuted.
You know, as you finish your sentence, I was like, oh, but a file in my brain opened up. And I was like, this is one of those things you filed away under, damn, everybody hates everybody.
Right. So, and of course, you know, disclaimer, I'm not saying that anybody, any author, anybody like that is anti-Semitic. I'm just saying that a lot of those basic descriptions that are for like trolls and stuff like that typically start.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that disclaimer out. Don't sue us.
I think you introduced that sad fact really eloquently, so I don't think there was any way for anybody to misinterpret that. But then also looking at sometimes our comment section on certain videos, it's like, Reading is fundamental, and we need to bring it back.
I do like the comment where Prue is like, it's funny how you can make a protest statement while also showing your cleavage. And I, too, like to make protest statements while also showing off.
I feel like she said that to Alyssa behind the scenes in, like, a spicy way.
Yes.
You know how on Glee they were doing that shit all the time? Yeah. I feel like that was one of those times. Oh, Alyssa, you're not like, you're always making a statement. Oh, but your titties are always out. Surprising.
I was looking, it was nice. It was nice. It was up and out. Just like, I feel like, though, if you're going to do Elvira, you got to add like padding. Like, you got to be over the top for Elvira. I love her. Did you know Elvira is a lesbian?
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. I think she like came like super out the closet in an interview last year, and I was like, yep, I could have seen that. That doesn't surprise me at all. So Leo is wearing his army uniform, and Daryl is wearing his uniform from his rookie cop days. And when Daryl goes to explain that that's his uniform from his rookie cop days, Leo goes,
he's like, oh, it still fits.
Yeah,
and it still fits. And Leo's like, mine too. And he's like, ain't that from World War II?
Right. And I'm like, you are still right.
Who's this man?
And they're like, we'll explain later. So it's cute to see like that Daryl has kind of gotten used somewhat to like the magic that is around him.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Leo is also a bum. So again, Phoebe's offended by this.
I'm kind of annoyed that if Leo was better at his job, it wouldn't be that hard to explain who he is.
That's not where I thought you were going with that. I thought you were going to say if Leo was better at his job, he wouldn't have been a white lighter. And I'm like,
he was a medic. And then season what, 6? That comes back to haunt him. But anyway. But yeah, if he was better at his job, and it is further evidence that he is shitty at his job later on in the episode, but we almost there, so continue.
Okay. Phoebe, you know, talks about the stereotype of witches as hook-nosed crones on broomsticks, and that's why she is dressed as Elvira, and we find out that she has invited Cole, but Cole has not arrived at the manor yet. Next scene. The Grimlocks are back.
And makeup is trash. That's so, season one.
The hard face Grimlock. I think he is so attractive with makeup on. I was like, oh, please do not blind me. You can beat me up in other ways, but don't
blind me. I'll be worried about you sometimes. I swear.
I am a monster fucker. We have had this conversation, I feel like, multiple times, like, offline and on this podcast. So the fact that you're still worried about me, but you know which one I'm talking about, like the taller one, the more like beefy one,
the one that wasn't the doofus, because you don't do himbos, you're not really and the other one was a himbo.
Yeah, that was definitely a himbo. So the little kid was like, hey, what are you guys dressed up as? And the himbo automatically is trying to steal his sight. Like, Sir, have you not learned from the last time you were vanquished? Like, have you not learned anything? And then we see Cole. And Cole shows up. He shimmers in. And we find out that, you know, his demon name is Bob. We already knew that. But the demons know him as Balthazar. And was like, what the fuck are you doing here? And Cole's like, I could say the same thing to you. Weren't y'all dead? And that's when you find out, because it is Halloween, the veil between the world has thinned. And so while they're dead, they're not dead dead. And Cole reminds them, you ain't dead dead, but we can make that happen. And they can come back to exact their revenge on the Charmed Ones. And Cole's like, but you're not part of my master plan. Cole know he gonna fail. You can see it in his face. He's like, do what you need to do. You're not part of my master plan, you know, but whatever. So we find out that the plan that Cole has for the girls has been approved by the triad. So now we are really starting to see the triad really put their hands into the pot, and they want to get mixy with the girls. when Cole kind of shimmies on out, one of the Grimlocks says how he always hated Balthazar, and the other one said, well, he has a really good costume. And I do like Balthazar, but, you know, the Cole costume is quite nice as well.
His skin suit.
His, ew, a bug in a skin suit.
Or as Dean Winchester would say, his meat suit.
So we're back at the manor, and Prue wants to take a picture of everybody, but then the doorbell rings, and it's the Grimlocks, and they ready to scrap. Phoebe realizes almost too late that it's not a costume, and it's actually the real Grimlocks.
They don't even try to close the door. Just leave that door wide open and start running. Homegirl.
The Grimlocks start to strangle Phoebe and Piper. Leo gets a jingle at the same time. And I'm like, this is when you decide to do the jingle?
So, when Piper freezes the Grimlocks, this is the first time and the only time you'll see it, that she uses an inanimate object to, like, for her powers. Because she channels her powers through the wand instead of being like, wow, she's like, well, I was like, where's my wand? But it's not, there's too many things. But yeah.
So Leo gets jingle. He finds out something. He's like, you don't think this is like the right time? Like, why would you do that? Him and Daryl rush in, sees the Grimlock strangling Piper and Phoebe. Prue flings them aside, and then the time portal opens up and pushes the girls through the portal. We don't realize it's a time portal. We just know that it's a portal. But the portal opens up, pushes the girls through, leaves their wigs behind. And Leo, before they leave, said that's not what they like jingled them about. Like, that's not what it is. And he was like, give me more time to tell them. But he never really got the chance. So I feel like
this is backed up by something that happens in... But, like, so when we see Homeboy later, uh-huh, he says, like,
yep,
no doubt me coming here, like, yep, alerted the powers that be. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming the minute he stepped, like, they didn't know where he was going, but as soon as he landed, they were like, whoop, 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 whoop. They gotta go. Get them the fuck out of here.
I will say, though, like, watching the fact that they, like, that their wigs were left behind, you know, they have a black girl on set. Like, I know that was, like, the whole point of it, but I was thinking, like, if the charmed ones were black, that wouldn't have...
I'm done with you.
They landed in a whole nother time space continuum, and their hair was like bouncy and curls. If the charmed ones were black, first of all, their hair would have came with them. Okay, baby hairs got to be gel and everything, or whatever we were using back in the 90s, would have made it back. Somebody's 27.
You say that, and it just reminded me of this TikTok I came across, where people were like, oh, everybody wanted like black witches, or always wondered if like charm was black, yada yada yada. And then we got the reboot, and then everybody was like, fuck that shit. And it was just like,
I think we had gotten, I feel like we've had this conversation in our very early episodes. If we had gotten black witches, because, oh God, what's the girl's name? And she always got her hair really, really short, and it's typically blonde. I can't think of what show she's in, but she always typically plays like a badass bitch, but she plays a witch, and I can't think of what it's from. I can't think of the show now, but it was on WB 11.
Sabrina?
Yes. Oh, it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
I just feel like if we had gotten a black paranormal show that was not based amongst previous legacy that, you know, whites and blacks both liked, I think it would have been more welcoming versus, like, you can't just consistently slap a color change on something and think that it's going to be easily accepted.
Especially when the color change is not that different.
Good. There is.
Because, like, you talk about color change, and it's barely, like, we went from white to beige and called it diversity. And while it is diverse, it is digestible diversity, and we see right through it.
Have you ever seen the Ghost Brothers?
No.
So they are Black paranormal. It's a ghost hunting team, and it's three Black men. It is so funny. A friend of mine had actually gotten me to start watching. I didn't even know that they existed. Mm-hmm. But it is so funny watching Black men hunt the paranormal, because they'd be like, why the fuck would you have me?
Why are we doing this?
It is so funny.
Somebody on TikTok was like, why the charm ones got extra physical with all the Black demons? And there's where Piper is like, she does like a backflip and kicks a demon in the chest. And it's like, when has Piper ever been that physical when it comes to
I mean, look what they did to that little Black boy in the first episode, in the first season. So, I mean, nothing. I mean, yo, we can even talk about Mike. Mike is clearly of some person of color descent, right? And look how they did Micah. Micah got shanked, son. Got shanked. If we had gotten a true diverse set of cast members and it wasn't necessarily linked to Charmed or The Manor or The Sisters, especially going through like an episode like this, I think it would have been better well received. And like also because the girls didn't sign off on it. So I was going to stand by my girls.
Also, kind of like, if they had given it to us, like how the show ended, where like, oh shit, it's a multiverse. If they had dropped it later on instead of trying to lead with it, maybe it could have worked a little differently.
Got it. If we hadn't gotten season 8, right? And it ended on season 7, where the girls turned into their cousins. Mm. And then like the cousins turned into like another set of girls, that would have been dope. There was a way to do it that they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. So we get the sisters. They have landed in an open field with a round stone altar in the center. There's fruit, vegetables, grain stalks, and there's like riders running everywhere, and they're screaming, kill the witches, and the girls run back into the woods. They have realized, maybe this ain't the best place for us to be in right now. We are back in time. Once Prue starts to look at what everybody is wearing, they realize that they are in the 17th century. Micah looks at Prue. They share, like, you know, Prue be giving that smoldering look and then be like, whatever you want, here's my credit card, here's my wallet, here's my life, here's my keys. That's what, you know, that's the look she gave Micah. And Micah went back to his witch hunter people and were like, I didn't see nothing. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And then once the witch hunters are gone, Piper tries to find the time portal again. She says, like, where's the damn vortex? But then three pairs of hands place a sack over each sister's head and drags them away. So the girls feel like they're in deep shit. And when we get back to the present... The Grimlocks are still frozen for the moment. Leo and Daryl are trying to ID the demons.
Okay, pause. So this is where Leo is a shitty fucking white liner. How you don't know that these are the Grimlocks? How do you? They're a white liner. The person who is supposed to watch over them. They're a guardian fucking angel. Not know that these are the Grimlocks. I don't give a fuck if you have other charges. These are your most important charges. Yet, you don't know that these are the motherfucking Grimlocks? You used to worry about Piper's fucking pussy, so worry about the demons and that they were fucking fighting. And I'm sick of it. I am fucking sick and tired of it. He's a shitty white lighter. He should have got fired. Let's continue.
I mean, that dark lighter almost fired him a couple seasons ago. the same time, Leah was trying to reopen the portal that the upper sent. And Daryl was like, who the fuck are you? Leo was trying to explain, like, these Grimlocks are going to be way too much for Daryl to handle, and he's trying to get him outside the house, but then they unfreeze, and Daryl was like, fuck this shit. Pew, 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 pew. And they, like, they fall to the floor, and, like, instead of, like, blood, they have, like, slime coming out of them. And then Leo and Daryl run for the attic. But, I mean, the bullets aren't people, or excuse me, the Grimlocks aren't people, and the bullets don't really have too much of an effect from them, and so they begin to get up. So back in the 17th century, the sisters find themselves in a cave with several women. One of them is named Eva. She curses to them. We find out that they are witches. All these women here are members of the same coven. We find out that the current year is 1670. They are in colonial Virginia, and I was like, aw, shit. See, and this is why we couldn't have a Black Charm. 16th, you couldn't do this. You couldn't go back.
You're absolutely right.
You'd have been running from the coven. You'd been running from the witch hunters. You couldn't go back. Where are you going back to? See, I think.
Continue.
They put them in, like, regular... They put them in regular 17th century clothing because, remember, one of them looks like a fairy. The other one got her tits hanging out. We got to get them to blend in. Eva explains You're right. What Prue was wearing is, like, typical Prue, right? Like, it wasn't even a costume. It was like, oh, let me get my leathers out. It's Halloween.
Yeah, you're right.
Eva explains why they're in the 17th century. We are here, guys, to rescue Charlotte. She is giving birth to a magical baby on this day. She was kidnapped by a witch named Ruth Cobb, who wants to take the baby and raise it as evil. Which, are all babies evil, guys? Just, you really gotta do too much. So the only way to stop,
ladies and gentlemen.
The only way to stop Charlotte is to, or excuse me, the only way to help Charlotte is to have Charlotte deliver the baby in the protective circle, which obviously can't happen because Ruth got her. The sister is like, how we get here? But we find out that Eva requested for the most powerful witches of all time to help save Charlotte. And that is how we think, right, that they got sent back in time. And Piper's like, but why could you do that but not go get your homie? Which I had the same question. I was like, you spent all your time and energy bringing us back, but you couldn't spend that same time and energy saving Charlotte? I guess you know your limitations.
Like, yeah, she was just like, yo, we only do, like, little things. We don't do big things, okay? Okay. We can do... We can make your garden fruitful, but, like, violence? No. Absolutely not.
You find out that because it's All Hallows Eve and it's the most sacred witch day, they can tap into the source of all magic. And Prue is like, upstairs ain't gonna let us come back. We got a job to do. We have to get this baby from Ruth by midnight or we gonna be here forever. And they're like, oh, was that what Leo was trying to tell us? I guess that makes sense. Even makes sense so that the sisters can free Charlotte. So we at Ruth's house, and they are partying at Ruth's house. Everybody, whoop. These girls don't fucking listen. They don't ever fucking listen. Eva is like, it looks like a party, but she plays dark magic. That's what she is trying to tap into. So while we are sitting here loving light on this All Hallows Eve, she is darkness. Okay, so you really got to watch out for Ruth. And they're like, look, you know, here are the witch hunters. Look at these talismans. The house is guarded by these talismans. So you got to be very, very, very careful because we can't get past these talismans. And they're like, nah, but
you talismans don't do shit. In my time,
you requested the most powerful witches of all time. And we have arrived. Talismans don't do shit. We deal with this shit every day. What these bitches do, the talismans off.
Y'all know? I don't remember y'all coming across no talisman, really, but okay.
I just just feel like, why y'all can't fucking listen? Why y'all don't listen? Why are y'all always hard-headed? Those who don't listen, what happens, Ray?
Must feel.
Must feel. So what happens? They get flung back.
Yeah.
The talisman sets off an alarm. Everybody is screaming, witch. Prue was like, I got this shit. She tries to fling one of the Winchesters back. Ain't got no fucking powers. Prue was like, what? Who am I if I don't have powers? Like, look on her face was like, what was I made for? She had that whole, like, Barbie look on her face.
This isn't the first time you've been sent to the past. You should know the minute you're not in your time, you don't have no powers, but I guess we gotta learn that lesson again.
Piper tries to freeze them. She can't freeze them. And what happens? Gunshots in the air and Eva gets shot. And they gotta run. And Eva is looking at them with pure fucking disgust. Like, if y'all hadn't fucking, like, all y'all had to do is fucking listen. Y'all ain't got no fucking powers. And I got a bullet in my fucking arm.
Yo, she jacks the fuck out of them, but I love it.
Ruth is watching from the window. Charlotte's having contractions, and who we see? Cole disguised as a Virginia man because he's also traveling time.
That fucking wig.
And Ruth is like, yo, we're not gonna talk about the wig. But what I was thinking though, he looked like Duncan MacLeod. You don't need to do the flashbacks, Duncan MacLeod, Clan MacLeod. That's what he looked like. And every time he popped up, I was like, here we are. Born to be kings with the princess of the unit. Which is bad because Duncan MacLeod, the Clan MacLeod, was Scottish and we are in 17th century Virginia. So that just tells you how bad this wig was.
Oh, man.
We find out he is Aiden Ruth. He is the one who made these talismans mad powerful. We back in the cave and Eve is reading these bitches for Phil. She's like, y'all are fucking frauds. Y'all ain't got no fucking powers. Y'all just made Charlotte's life even worse. Why are y'all here? Go back to wherever y'all came from because y'all are wasting.
Yo, and they were like, goddamn. Whoa, wow. You wouldn't have to be like that. You wouldn't have to be that man.
Mm-mm.
Are you sorry? You got me shot, bitch. Get out of my face.
Like, and Prue is trying to explain that, but like, we haven't even been born yet, so we don't have our active powers. And she's looking and at like, them yo, like, I guess.
I don't, yo, you got me shot. And I feel like anything I say to you after you got me shot is deserved. I don't care. There's no type of fucking like, there is no fucking drugs right now that will take this pain away. Yo. You lucky her arm don't get amputated and you over here talking to me like, oh, aren't you being a little harsh? Bitch, get out of my face.
So one of the witches go to cauterize Eva's wound and Piper gives her the dirtiest look and she's like, there's a better way. Y'all could just clean it with soap and water. And I was like, but they wouldn't have had to have cleaned it with soap and water if you hadn't gotten her shot. Like, yeah. And then you're looking at her disgusted. I'm looking at you disgusted.
She's trying to flex and be like, I can be useful. See, you don't have to have that ugly bruise on your arm. This is all you got to do, all right?
Mm.
I don't care. You got me shot, bitch. Get out my face. I hate you.
And the crazy part is that you know them gunshots weren't even that bad, but you know Eva died of an infection like 2 weeks later. You know Eva died. Eva ain't getting no antibiotics. Eva is dead in 2 weeks. Okay? How many times do these girls believe it just bullshit in their wake? You know they went back and Eva died 2 weeks later
because
her wound got infected.
But you know, Eva went down as a fucking martyr. She in like the White Witch's Book of Wisdom of being like, this bitch died bringing forth the most famous baby of the famous bloodline ever. Without her dying of fucking gangrene, scurvy, and a gunshot wound. Who knows who else she could have saved?
The sisters are like, but look, unlike you bitches, we were born magicals. We should be able to tap into whatever magic y'all motherfuckers have. So just teach us. And Eva's like, y'all are whack. Like, I've seen what you can do. Why would I waste my time on you motherfuckers? But Phoebe's like, no, we're quick studies. Please teach us. So back in the present century, in the manor, Leo is consulting the Book of Shadows, and Daryl is looking. He's standing guard by the attic door, and Leo was trying to explain to him, like, this ain't your average, you know, perk. You need to understand that your bullets ain't going to take him out. Leo does find the Grimlocks in the book, and he was able to copy the vanquishing potion, but the Grimlocks are, like, looking inside the people. And Daryl gets a little bit too close, and he begins to strangle Daryl. And then Leo grabs him, and they orb into the kitchen, and they begin to prepare the potion. I just feel like these Grimlocks ain't really about it. Like, y'all are taking too long. What is Leo gonna do? Nothing. 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 Like, why would you wait? You know that you've already been vanquished one. Why would you wait for them to make a whole nother vanquishing potion?
Or at least try to overpower them because, hey, guess what? These bitches gonna come back soon. So at least if we get one and kidnap them, they could, like, we could hold them for ransom while we try to kill them or whatever. And then kill everybody. But no, they're not smart.
Charlotte about to have this baby. She about to pop it out. And they are sitting here reading tarot while she is having major contractions. And she's like, oh, Ruth is like, oh, there's three good witches here from Cole's time. And they want to come after the baby. And Cole's like, three, you say? Uno, dos, tres?
No doubt. Me coming here undoubtedly tipped the other side. Blah, 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 blah.
And why is that a 5 o'clock shadow? I just feel like, what are you doing? What are you doing, sir? Why? What is this 5 o'clock? It just bothered me. It has nothing to do with the episode, but like his 5 o'clock shadow bothered me. It wasn't cute. It was not cute.
Which was a 2-day shoot.
So at this time, Charlotte's having contractions. Cole knows they're here. Eva is trying to give them a crash course in 17th century witchcraft. She hands them totem to help them understand, you know, that that's where they get their strength and or a reminder of their wisdom and strength of women. Because they kind of like scoff, like, why are you giving me a doll? And I was like, Grants has failed y'all motherfuckers. Yeah. I was so kind of like disgusted by the way they kind of scoffed at it. Because I feel like
brushed off everything.
Right. Like the totem is a well-known, like, or a poppy, like, that's, like, well-known. The conical hat on, you know, Phoebe's head helps focus energy. You know, the laurel leaf, like, these are basic, like...
The apple has the five a pentacle. Point. Yeah.
And even, like, the broom, like, removing evils from one path and you sweep it east to west.
What?
I feel like...
Girl, these are the basics.
We're Caribbean, but like these are basics, and you're scoffing at them. And even Phoebe was like, "Oh, well, why should I like? Why should I sweep?" But as she begins to sweep, like she starts to feel,
you know, this gutsy ass through. Fucking bitch. Don't.
But I just felt like it was basics, and
she don't know how to clean. How's she gonna know how to sweep?
And we've had this conversation before, and a lot of what we do as Caribbean folks who were raised in the church is based around hoodoo. But Grams, they even teach you about sweeping and not like sweeping over your feet. Like, you ain't getting nothing, sis. Like nothing.
Like, granted, and I know we definitely said this maybe in season one, but okay, you don't want them to be exposed to magic. But they should at least know how to protect themselves, either consciously or unconsciously.
Right, right.
You, like, the power of three chant should have been, like, something that they said as kids.
As sisters.
instead of like something that you had to find on the back of a Ouija board. You should know, like, when she starts talking about sweeping, Phoebe should be like, grams or something, like
nothing,
or even Piper with the leaf, like, girl, you a chef, you should know about the power of food and ingredients and what the history is. And Prue, as the historian, girl,
wouldn't you? I think Prue would have known some of this just off of her job alone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should know this. And, like, once you have accepted being a witch, I feel that you would have done the most studying, but, like, Prue kind of studying, like, the artifacts and, like, the history and yada, yada, yada. Why repeat? They use, like, bay leaf and fucking spells and shit. But, you know, we asking for too much.
So Eva sends her, once the spark happens, she's like, oh, well, maybe you guys do have a little spark, and maybe you guys can do a little something, something. And so she sends them back to Root's house with another witch. This is my favorite scene ever. This is like one of my favorite, there's a couple of other ones, but this is like one of my favorite scenes of the entire Charm series. We're back at Ruth's house, and Ruth is having a whole ass party. It is a festival. Sally hands Phoebe a small jack-o'-lantern for protection, and she hides it under like her cloak. The masked sisters join the festival, and they disappear. They're going to try to get into Charlotte's house, and like Phoebe is going to stand guard because, you know, she ain't got no active powers. And this guy offers to show Phoebe the first letters of her true love's name. And Cole appears, and Cole is wearing a mask. And at the time, I was like, bitch, you don't realize that it's Cole?
If they don't know Clark Kent is Superman, then they don't know that's Cole.
You know, and I thought that as well. I was like, but what about the Superman thing? But somebody said this on Twitter, and I was like, you know what? That makes perfect sense. Because I don't know who SZA is without her glasses. And so it makes sense that she would not know who Cole is.
I was listening to the Villain Was Right podcast, and this white guy was just, he's one of the hosts, obviously. And he was just like, yeah, I got a Toyota Camry face, you know, for a white man. You don't know what kind of model I am, but it's a Toyota. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like, so Cole's being all like flirty with her, and the guy's like, okay, this is how you're gonna figure out the, you know, the letter of your true love name. He's like, I'm gonna slice the peel back from the apple, and you're gonna like have your intentions ready, and you're gonna blow on the apple, and then I'm gonna dunk it in water. And so Cole's just being like, oh, this isn't gonna work. The peel reveals a C, and they both look up like, and Phoebe goes, Cole. And Cole is like, bitch, I'm like, gonna kill you. What? Like, the look on his face was like, what? And that at that point is when you knew that she had niggled her way into just a little bit. It's a little bit. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite scenes ever. But right after that happens, a man bumps Phoebe. Her mask and her jack-o'-lantern drop. And Ruth is like, witch! There's a witch! Look at all the witches! Witch! And the witch hunters grab them and goes to, like, hang these motherfuckers. So we see the girls hung up on a tree. They're sitting on horses. The witch hunters, you know, they slap the horse's ass. The horses go. And what we think, you know, because back in that day, we had commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We think
it was such an obvious commercial break.
It was such an obvious commercial break. We think the girls are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the witch hunters ride off. I'm just like, as a witch hunter, you don't make sure that your witches are dead. Because they're witches, right? So, like, wouldn't you want to make sure that they're dead so they don't come back and haunt you?
So, I'm going to make it really dark real quick. Since
I'm slicing
here.
Throats. Oh, sorry.
Wow. Knowing what we know about a whitey, you know, and public lynchings. We know they stuck around.
See, I didn't want to go down that route. I wasn't trying to make it dark.
But
we do know, like, they typically had, like, a whole party when it came to that stuff.
It took souvenirs. So, like... And it
took souvenirs.
I feel... historically, they did that to women, too.
They did. If you ever do the Charleston Ghost Walk...
The Charleston Chew?
No, but there's a Charleston Ghost Walk, and there's a park in Charleston that used to be known for their hangings, and one of the women was like, I'ma just haunt all y'all motherfuckers. And apparently she still haunts that park to this day. But she was also a mass murderer, so there's that. So after the witch hunters leave from the hanging tree, Micah comes back. And the girls are still living. We find out that he ran the rope to the waist. And it's a trick that he had learned from the French. And him and Prue are just giving, like, smoldering looks. It is the tension. It is hot. I'm uncomfortable.
She's like, hater. Why do you...
Phoebe's always a hater.
If it's not her, then it's a problem. Hating that bitch.
You know, we find out that the reason why he rides with the witch hunters is to save, you know, women that might get caught up into this. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. But the next couple of scenes, we find out that that will be his undoing.
Sucks, man.
But, yeah. While all this is going on back in the present day, Leo is still preparing the potion. Daryl's like, well, why haven't they attacked us yet? Why are they just watching us? And Leo thinks they're waiting. And they're watching, and that's why they haven't attacked yet. And the doorbell rings. See, and Daryl's smart. Daryl's like, we know that they steal kids' sights. So we need to make sure that all the trick-or-treaters stay away from the house. Leo thinks that there might be a trap. Daryl says, you know, it's something that I gotta go do to make sure that they don't hurt the kids. Leo is like, maybe I should go. And Daryl's like, and do what? Nothing.
He was nice. He was like, they know you can orb and they may be counting on that. You finish the potion because I obviously don't know what time looked like, so I can't finish it. Be useful this way.
Right? So Daryl gives all the candies to the kids. It's like, tell your friends, we are all out of candy. And these kids are like, fuck my friends, yo. We have hit the jackpot. When he closes the door, the Grimlocks attack. And remember earlier in the episode where they went to go take the pictures, so her camera is still set up. And I was like, oh my gosh, she don't got no real job. Please don't break her camera. Please don't kill
You know she got insurance on that camera. You know she does.
How do you explain that? The Grimlocks broke my camera.
She got accidental damage insurance. You don't need to explain it. It just fell.
So the Grimlocks steal Daryl's sight, but he ends up blinding them with Prue's camera, which incapacitates them for a while. I don't know why I can get that out.
It'd be hard.
It was hard. Why couldn't I get that out? So now the girls are back at Rooftop. We're back in 17th century. Phoebe's not exactly sure how to get around, you know, the talisman, but Prue remembers about using the magic that's all around them. So they find a broom that just happens to be sitting there, and they begin to sweep away the evil that's around them. Piper grabs Lavender for protection, and Prue makes a totem out of some wheat. And I'm like, look at these girls. Finally. When Phoebe sweeps, the talisman starts to shake, turn blue, and fall to the ground. And unfortunately, the sisters see several witch hunters grab Micah. He has been outed as a double agent. There's nothing. They don't even try. They like, we're not here for him. We're here for Charlotte. They don't even try. They don't even try. Prue and Piper enter the house. Charlotte is in labor. She does not believe them at first. Piper's like, oh, maybe we should do like Lamaze. Let's do some breathing. and that seems to help relieve some of Charlotte's pain. And so now Charlotte believes them.
You a birthing person? Does that help?
No.
Okay.
You don't give me no fucking drugs, bro. Give me some drugs. I mean, yeah. I guess it helps in the sense of, like, you know, like when you stub your toe and, like, you breathe to, like, not make it worse. It kind of helps in that sense, but not where I wouldn't want drugs. Give me the drugs.
every time I see an Am I the Asshole post, and it's just like, I don't want my wife being doped up on drugs, bringing my baby into this world. It's like,
yeah, no, no, give me the drugs.
I've heard the screams in the labor and delivery ward. Give me the drugs.
Give me the drugs. Charlotte's water breaks. As all of that is happening, you see Micah on the floor and Cole holding the bloody sword or bloody dagger, and he goes to wipe it off. Micah is on the floor. He is dead. Ruth runs over. She's like, oh, I think somebody might be after Charlotte. And Cole is like, why are we even, like, worried about everything? The girls already have her and the baby. But we know, if I know the girls, I know where they would be going. They go back to the Roundstone altar. Charlotte is still in labor. Poor Charlotte. I would never want to have to give labor during that time. Fuck that shit, bro. Give me drugs. Phoebe and Prue are trying to do, like, a protective circle. Where is the other girl? Did she go? She did go back. She was like, Godspeed. Yeah, she was like, God bless, Godspeed. And she was out. I don't know what the rest of the coven is. Phoebe and Prue rush to do, like, a protective circle. Piper delivers a baby. Phoebe scatters rosemary. Prue slices apples. Prue and Phoebe bless the apples. And then the witch hunters slide up in this shit. They throw the apples in a different direction, forming a protective shield. And the shield, obviously, is going to ward off the witch hunters. But they got bullets, not wands. Like, this ain't Harry Potter. Like, you get shot.
They were so proud of themselves for 5 minutes. Like, yay, we did it. We have nothing to worry about.
The baby comes out and it is a girl. Guys, keep that in mind because it is important to this entire plot line. Baby comes out, it's a girl. Phoebe wants to intimidate the witch hunters. She was like, oh, I got something for them. And I feel like she has been waiting her entire moment for this. She jumps on a broom. She puts on the hat and she rides in the air towards the witch hunter, and she does the well-known witch cackle, and the witch hunters are like, what the fuck? They are spooked out and they retreat. Cole and Ruth watch from a distance, and Ruth looks like her world is over, and she kind of looking at Cole like, so you gonna help me or nah? And Cole opens up
another portal, and portal. Like, I'm out.
He's like, yo, I got all day for this shit. What's another failure amongst friends? And he goes into the portal. Phoebe proudly rides against the food moon while her sisters look on. And when she lands, Prue is like, so you know that you are the reason for why we have.
Like, yeah, she's like, I'm okay with it. I had to be the one to do it. If y'all told me somebody else did it, I would still have my protest statement. But because I did it for a noble reason, then I'm okay with it. Because I'm Phoebe Halliwell, and I'm the best.
Of course. We're back in the scene.
Is Phoebe Kim or Courtney?
I could see her telling Piper. So, like, your kids are all assholes. Like, they don't even like you, bitch.
We got a group chat called Not Piper.
Wait, let me wrap this up. We're almost done. So we're back in the cave, mm-hmm. and Charlotte is holding her baby daughter, and they're trying to figure out, like, well, we have saved the day. Charlotte is back with the coven. Why haven't we been able to, like, go back home yet? It's almost midnight. And Charlotte tells them the name of her daughter, and it is Melinda Warren. And the girls are all shocked. They have just helped deliver the founder of their line. The time portal opens again. The sisters go back to the present at the stroke of midnight. Leo orbs in from behind one of the Grimlocks. We about to get down and dirty. The Grimlocks are trying to, like, whoop their asses. Leo orbs in behind. He gets the himbo Grimlock. He is now dead. But the other Grimlock is like, I don't go down like that, and strangles him. The potion drops to the floor. It cracks open. It's like on their carpet. They have really good stain protectant on their carpet. Sorry. Don't play that shit. As the Grimlock is strangling them, the sisters pop out of the portal. Prue flings a spilled potion onto the remaining Grimlock. He is also vanquished, and this repeats the climactic scene from Out of
she
Sight.
She came through like the baddest bitch ever. Her hair was flowing, and she was like, didn't I vanquish you already? And it's picked up the... that's why it's protected. She literally lifted the entire stain off the carpet and flung it on the Grimlock. Thus, there is no stain.
I guess you're right. Daryl is blind, guys, but Leo is good for something. He heals his eyes.
Which is very weird, because two things. When we originally saw the Grimlock, they were only going after children, and they went after Daryl in this episode. And secondly...
You explained that earlier, because he's black.
You're right. Secondly, when the Grimlocks were first vanquished, anybody who lost their vision because of the Grimlocks automatically got their vision back. Leo just was needed this week.
Do you think it's because they were already kind of like dead? That's why?
Are they grabbing at scraps?
I don't know. So the girls are like, we gonna party anyway. It is All Hallows Eve. They go to P3. The sisters are still wearing their 17th century clothing.
And why not? And why the fuck not?
Prue bumps into a man who looks like Micah, but his name is Mitch. So you know Prue got down and dirty with his ancestor. Phoebe finds Cole dressed as an angel, and she's like, are you an angel?
And he kind of looks at her
like, what? And he's like, oh, this? No, not really. And she's like, I thought I was getting stood up. And he says, well, I guess I got lost track of time. And she's like, that's okay. I got kind of hung up myself. I thought that was so cute. And they're not angels. Cole lets her know that. And she like snuggles up to him and goes, well, neither am I. And then it ends.
Yucky, yuck, yuck. Cause like Loki, Heike, he looks so fucking doofy in the angel costume.
He did. That, like, it felt like
it's so hokey, and I hate it. Yeah. And like at this point, this is how I know it wasn't written by women, because the ick factor. Oh my god. Like, there were so many other ways to do it, and it just looked like he just robbed a fucking black choir for their robe.
It was such a weird, it definitely looked like one of them Sunday minister robes versus, like, I mean, you were ADA, you could wear some more time and
effort. It wasn't even, like, white, it was, like, silver shimmer. It was very, like,
he wasn't an angel.
Shimmer white.
Yeah.
I know.
So we didn't mention this. I didn't mention that we were going through the plot. But I wanted to say, good looking out for Piper with her suspicions on Cole. Because she was like, I think the man that Phoebe was talking to definitely set us up to get caught.
So, like, I'm going to let you know right now, next week's episode, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
Because... you ain't even get the dick yet, and you acting stupid. You acting real fucking dumb.
She always acts like that.
But you wait. Okay, so here's the thing. We always give Piper grace because she hit the my man really into high gear after she got the dick. You ain't even get a whiff. He didn't even do the stupid. He didn't even do.
They went to a back room and she like slobbed his knob on All Hallows Eve.
Nope. I was about to say, he didn't even do the thing where he makes his dick jump and he'd be like, you see, he thinking about you. He didn't even do that for her, because you know how the men be like, look at my dick hit you.
You think that?
No. I'm telling you, this is a whore who wants to give it up. Like, her bosom is heaving. Her clit is just warm with anticipation, and she can't think straight. She really, like, and next week's episode proves it. She has not. First of all, they haven't even gone.
They get nasty next week episode, or at least they try to.
No, I think it's two more episodes. Two more episodes.
If he's playing the long game. He's making her want it.
Yes. You know exactly. He is a man who can text very well and has read a couple of novels. And he know how to say it. He knows how to write something.
What do you think he was reading? You definitely know. I feel like Cole definitely picked up the 48 Laws of Power, because I feel like any narcissistic demon read the 48 Laws of
Power. That wasn't even what I was talking about. I thought he was like, he picked up. So what's her fucking name? Oh, damn.
Bell Hooks?
No, not Bell Hooks.
Oh.
I'm talking smut. Oh,
there's so much smut.
But like, black girl smut. Not like Sister Soulja, but like those kind of authors.
Oh, you thinking of one word, Zane.
Yes. You know he was reading them Zane books. Being like, woo! I know it. I know it in my brain. I know it in my heart that Cole is a freak. And because I know him and Phoebe be emailing. That's how they talk. And he put all that shit in the email. Oh, he a hoe. He a nasty, literally hoe. Ooh. She don't deserve it, I swear. Because you know he decided to actually write clit instead of click.
Oh my God.
Yo, I don't know why men think that's sexy. But anyway, the love interest chemistry, love Prue and Micah, love Prue and Mitch, because my girl, all she saw was the eyes, and she knew that was a good man.
Yo, Prue be taking him down.
And she be so like, this is the second time you've saved our necks. Shimmer, 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 here's some cleavage.
Right?
Or she's like, she said, like, save our necks, and, like, gives him a whiff of her neck so you can smell that good, expensive perfume.
What do you think Prue wears?
Mm.
What was the hot 90s perfumes?
Chanel number 5.
Chanel? Yeah. I can see her. No, I think Chanel, though, was, like, Ranny.
Mm.
No offense to anybody who wears it, but I feel like we have moved past. She was like, okay, I feel like Piper wore Tommy Girl.
She definitely did wear Tommy Girl.
I feel like Phoebe wore like Bath and Body Works or like the Victoria's Secrets, like those body mists.
A cucumber melon hoe?
Yeah. You think she was like a CK1 girl?
Was she was stealing it from Piper?
No, I meant who? You think she was a CK1 girl or a curve girl?
I'm going through a list right now. This is 2000 though.
She might have won one of them Gap Scents. Do you remember that? The Gap Scents?
You took it all the way back with Gap Scents. Wow.
Right? Like, I feel like she was like a heaven girl or like a dream girl. But
Gucci was. So, released in 1999, Rush by Gucci. Rush with its cassette tape bottle. Heady floral notes evokes nostalgia like no other. Bergamot, peony, vanilla, and patchouli. Yeah, this sounds like Prue. They sound like Prue. It's 1999. This is a 2000 episode. So yeah.
Okay. Now I'm gonna have to figure out what Gucci Rush smells like, because you know I love me some patchouli. Ooh, yep. It's an enticing fragrance for the woman who loves. See, I don't know, though, because they push it as the woman who loves to be noticed. And that's more of a Phoebe. I feel like Prue, like, she one of them women that, like, sprays it on and, like, you walk by and you're like, oh, shit, what was she wearing? But by that time, she's already gone.
And that's why I say it's probably, like, it is Rush, because I feel like that's Prue's motto. She loves to get stuck in your head. And you're all you're going to think about is that girl with the nice hair, with that confident walk and this smell.
I feel like Phoebe was definitely like one of them candies girls. She had like all the candies perfumes.
You're right.
How would you rate this episode? I thought we did conflict already. We kind of did,
but not officially. I mean, there's really nothing to change outside of like letting Daryl know who you are so I can be more informed of the situation.
There's a part where Daryl is like, I'm not leaving. Like, these girls are like my sisters. And I was like, Daryl.
Yeah. And I feel like Prue's his sister. And Piper and Phoebe are just like his play cousins. But he gotta say that they all sisters, so nobody's feelings get hurt. Because when he comes down the stairs and he's blind, he's like, Prue, that's who he called for. He don't call for nobody else. He calls for Prue. Yeah.
I mean, who else you don't call for? I mean, you call for Piper when you're hungry. And what am I calling Phoebe for? What am I calling Phoebe for?
You're right. Tweaks we would make to the episode, I think it's just, again, filling Daryl in. Because what's the point of keeping him at arm's length? Like, he my man and my man is dead. Duh. I'm breaking a guardian angel. How hard is that to say?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think this is one of those episodes that it's too hard to like do anything different because they did everything they should have done. It just was very stupid ways of doing it. Like, yes, I'm going to believe the 1600 witches and not you dumb bitches any day. But that being said, I give this episode a 7 out of 10 apple slices.
This is one of my favorite episodes. I gotta give it a solid 9.5 out of 10 talismans.
Oh, you know what? I think this is the first time that they do say blessed be in the series.
I know, didn't it? When they were doing the witch circle, like right after the lady died. Remember when the guy was, what is his name?
The bisexual demon? Barbus?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, man, word association. It helps.
It did help, but yes. Didn't they say blessed be when they met with the other coven girls?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't recall. I just distinctly remember hearing it in this episode.
Yep, they definitely said in this episode.
And I was just like, oh, look at that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Being witches. But yeah. Any other parting shots before we go? Follow the Black Girl Charm Tiki Taki. We can continue the stepmom conversation there. I will be posting clips from this episode, so if you have thoughts, comments, feel free to leave them in our comment section. To the person on Instagram who said it'll be a long shot but you would love to be a guest one day, I'm putting in the atmosphere that one of these days we will have like a Andy Cohen Watch What Happens type of thing, but with charms, you know, cocktails and spells. y'all of it.
Ooh.
You know, keep commenting. I love reading the comments. My co-host also loves reading the comments once I screenshot them and send them to her.
I do. Sometimes I do read them. It's just, Lord, my life is not. It's very hectic. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Ashaba Ron King. but yeah, again, our DMs may not be open, but our comment sections are. So leave a comment, email us. You know, I'll be there to read it and share it and respond somewhere in the episode. I eventually can't wait for us to get to the point where we're like, all right, here's the listener segment.
Oh, that would be so cute. I would love that.
You know.
I thought you were going to say DMs are closed, but our hearts are open.
And with that note, some witches be hoes. Blessed be.
Some hoes be witches. Woo-hoo. Blessed be.